Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you're well. This is the 27th of March, 2024. Easter is just a few days away, and spring is here, and it's absolutely beautiful in North Carolina. Everything's in blossom, and I'm really very excited to see Mother Gaia awakening. So today I wanted to read my post from this weekend. And the title of that post is, What is Real and What is Illusion? So, let's begin. What is real and what is illusion? Do you know the difference? How can you tell? Is reality the same for all? Dear one, you are living in a holographic world created by you. Does this sound plausible to you? Can you accept the truth that you have the power to create your world? Have we not been saying this for a long time? What is the proof of this? Consider two people undergoing the exact challenges in their lives. Perhaps it is an illness that can have an extended recovery time. Both are experiencing the same physical conditions, yet one is cheerful and upbeat, while the other sinks into a deep depression. For one person, this is a temporary experience seen as a means of discovering their inner strength and the power of love from family and friends. For another person, this illness is devastating with no possible good outcome, and they suffer immensely. Two different approaches to the same illness. Two different worlds were created, one of hope and faith, and another of despair and defeat. Each person had the power to create their world. Which one would you choose? Dear one, what do you see when you look at your world? Do you appreciate the gift of a rainstorm? How it cleanses the earth and fills her body with much-needed water? How it helps tap down the pollen that has been filling the air? Or do you see it only as an intrusion on your plans for the day? Does everything that happens in this world relate only to your personal life? Is it all about you? Or do you understand that all are one, and what serves another also serves you? What do you see when you approach a homeless person? Is it someone you ignore who is dirty and needs a bath? Or is it someone in need who requires compassion and acknowledgement that they are seen? Each of you has a history of experiences that frames how you view your world. We do not judge these different views. We only wish to remind you of the many ways to view your world. And as you continue to re-remember who you are and from where you have come, your approach to your life will change. Dear one, you have the power to change your world. This is possible by looking past the physical world that appears before you. It requires you to look deeper at the energetic makeup of all creation, the underlying current of connection between and among everything and everyone. If you can begin to accept the possibility that there is more to existence than what you experience through your physical senses, your life will change. Your world will change. You have already had glimpses of this energetic existence through synchronistic events, intuitive moments, or unexplainable life occurrences. We say to you once again, dear one, that you are more than this physical body that houses your very soul. Your natural state is one of spirit, and you have untapped power waiting to be used for the highest good. Your mind has driven your actions for so long. Now is the time to listen to your heart and what it tells you. Your power comes from love, not physical possessions, stature, or position. Rather than see only despair and loss, see instead hope and possibilities. You have lived too long believing there are only two options when the opportunities are limitless. Expand your view of the world around you. Change your world by changing yourself and how you move through it. You have a plethora of grace, love, power, and compassion within. Allow them to flow through you for yourself and for this world, and see how your world changes. How do you see your world? How would you change your world? Begin at this very moment to alter your view of your surroundings. Allow your inner strengths to emerge with love for all of creation. For you are one with it, dear one. You are one with all of thee. So, I hope that I would be the person to see a world of hope and faith should I be in the position of having an illness with long recovery. I hope that that would be the case. I know that 2 years ago I had vertigo for a month, and I couldn't read, I couldn't watch television, I couldn't do any of that, and my spirits were pretty high. I must admit, I just realized, well, this is what I have to do, and I'll get through it. And my friends were just so wonderful and took care of me and came out to feed me and whatever, so all was well. But there are so many challenges in this world, and you know, and it depends, of course, on our previous lives, as far as the experiences we've had earlier in our lives. That certainly makes a difference in how we view our current world. That's why I certainly recommend to people to seek therapy, to try to turn things around and look at things from a different viewpoint. It really affects us. And I do believe that we can change the world by changing ourselves. Again, it's all about energy. There's so much talk about energy, and I know these blog posts, these podcasts are all about energy, but that's what's really going on. And I think that as the ascension continues, we might catch more glimpses of the energetic background, the support behind all this physicalness we see, we experience. There's a lot more to it. They talk about the dark energy is like 90% or 80% of the universe, and they can't really measure it. Trust. Know that there is more to life than what you see, what you feel, what you hear, what you taste, what you touch. Know that there is more to life than that. And know that you are so much more powerful than you think. This is an adventure for sure. And I know things will change. I'll see some of that in my lifetime, probably not all of it. But I am certainly hopeful for the future. And so at that, I will ask that you have a wonderful, wonderful week. If you celebrate Easter, I hope you have a wonderful Easter weekend. I know Ramadan is already in the process. And I'm not sure about Passover, but I suspect that that's close, if not very soon. So be well, be happy, stay positive, and please know and understand how much you're loved. Till next week. Bye-bye.